Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our review series examines books, movies, music, and other media in the light of God's truth. We pray that it will be eye-opening, instructional, and beneficial for your daily walk with Christ. Welcome to Burden and Blessing. Today we're going to be doing a review segment on the recent movie that was put out, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. I'm Nathaniel Mayhew, and with me doing the review today is Pastor Mark Tiefel. How are you, Mark?
Doing well, Nathaniel. Good to be here to discuss.
Yeah, this is the first time that we've done an actual movie review on Burden and Blessing. Why don't you start off by giving a little bit of background to our listeners as far as why we're doing a movie review and what our purpose or intent is in providing this information for our listeners?
Well, our movie review is part of our review series where we look at, you know, different types of things that we use in life, whether it be books or songs or movies. I mean, obviously, entertainment media is a big part of our lives, and I think the reason we want to do reviews primarily is to give good suggestions about content of these things, but also to help our listeners understand how these art forms, if you will, really what they are, forms of art, can have an impact on our spiritual lives, oftentimes without us really being aware of it.
So to some degree or another, whether it be a book, whether it be music, whether it be a movie, wouldn't you say that it's true that whoever the author, the producer, or the writer is, that the reason that they're producing this and making this available is because they have a thought, an idea that they want to get across to people, a message that they're trying to bring to people, and we have to ask ourselves, is this a good message or a bad message?
Absolutely. I think we're seeing that happen a lot, particularly with movies more recently. You see these subtle social, moral, religious, political messages that the directors or the screenwriters weave into the story and try to promote. And on the surface, it just seems to be a neat story, a fictional thing, just something to entertain us. But there's these themes that are underlying within the plot do have an impact on how we practice our faith as Christians and how we live in our lives, and frankly oftentimes on what we believe.
Well, I was kind of struck by this movie in particular, and we'll get into this in just a little bit, but the very release date of this movie has an interesting tie-in with the movie itself. It was released on March 25th, 2016. We'd have to back up just a little bit to figure out what that was, but that happened to be Good Friday. And on Good Friday, we celebrate the death of Jesus. So why don't you give us a little bit of background as far as the summary of the movie and why that release date might be important in what the producers are trying to get across in this movie?
Well, I think most of our listeners are very familiar with the characters of Batman and Superman, and many of our listeners have probably even seen the movie already. But, you know, the basic plot of the movie is a combining of these two superhero stories where there's this confrontation between Batman and Superman. I think it's one of the first major movies that I know of that combines those two stories. As it is with many of the movies and comic books about superheroes, there's also underlying elements of the supernatural. And especially when you talk about individuals, even though they may be fictional, who can do these amazing, miraculous things, and often there's a moral element to it of doing things that are good and resisting evil, there's going to be a connection in some way to what we know about God, because I think many of these themes are based on what we see in the scriptures about the person of God. So, and as far as the release date of Good Friday, I don't know if the directors would admit it, that there's an element there that they planned. It just seems more than coincidence that this movie about these sort of godlike individuals. And as we'll see in the plot, there's a lot of messianic biblical elements there that it would be on Good Friday. And I think, isn't March 25th also the church festival of the date of Annunciation?
It
where
is.
The angel Gabriel announced to Mary that she would have the birth of Jesus, the virgin birth, the supernatural birth. I'm starting to think there might be a connection there too, because there are elements within the movie about both Batman and Superman's relationship with their parents, particularly with their mothers. I think there might be an element there connecting it to Jesus.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into some of those religious themes. You've kind of given some of our listeners a little bit of a heads up already. There's certainly a lot going on in this movie as far as religious elements, religious themes. Why don't you delve into that just a little bit and emphasize some of these religious themes that are brought out in this movie?
Well, I don't know if you would agree with this, Nathaniel, but as a kid growing up, you know, I'm a big Batman fan. I like the Batman movies, but when I grew up as a kid, and I, you know, whether I read a comic book or watched a cartoon or a superhero movie, I just looked at it as a fictional character who is doing good. But I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or because the movies are getting more sophisticated, but in these more recent superhero movies, they're tackling the question about right and wrong, particularly with vigilante justice. Who has the right and the ability to counteract evil, if you will? You know, I think Superman has always been seen as a good character, but in this movie, he's put on trial for doing the good things that he does. And so the movie kind of delves into these deeper questions about civil liberties and who has the right to stand up and act on behalf of the people. And in that sense, to me, it kind of parallels how people think about God. I think, you know, when you look at the beginning of our country, people trusted in God. They knew who God was. They believed in the Word of God. I think it's a very recent phenomenon that people are starting to question whether or not God himself has the right to do the things that he does in his word and to give the commands that he does in his word. So there's a big element to the movie is this subjective questioning of those in authority, and particularly those who have the supernatural ability to do good and evil. The question that people are asking is, who gets to decide what is right and what is wrong?
So one of the main characters in this movie is Lex Luthor. And I think one of the spiritual elements comes in with his role in this movie. He wants to emphasize that it's not God, Superman, who is in control, but he has this view of the fact that man is over God, that man is God of his own destiny. Do you want to talk a little bit about his role and the spiritual element to the movie?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. The basic way that the plot plays out is that Lex Luthor is kind of pulling these strings behind the scenes, and he's at the end of the movie, he creates this confrontation where he wants Superman and Batman to battle each other. And kind of the whole movie, he's weaving this plot through to lead them up to this point where they battle each other and hopefully destroy each other. Or if they don't destroy each other, they show that the supernatural hero does not work because even they are flawed. And so I think, yeah, Lex Luthor is kind of symbolic for the voice of humanity there, where the individual who does not have the supernatural power in some ways feels helpless, but at the same time, in Lex Luthor's position, is able to manipulate what those, you know, somewhat divine creatures of Batman and Superman do. There's a pretty stunning scene near the beginning of the movie where, you know, the writers are obviously working on character development of Lex Luthor, and we have this scene where he's in his father's office, and there's this painting of this battle between these angels and these demons, and you know, it looks on the surface to be just a clear-cut image of good versus evil, But Luther poses, Lex Luthor, not Martin Luther, Lex Luthor poses the question, what happens when the evil comes down from above and leaves the leaves the audience with kind of stunning statement that devils don't come from hell beneath, but they come from the sky. And he applies that to Superman and Batman, that, you know, we praise and we worship these superheroes, but really they're not as good as we think. And there's a subtle jab there, definitely, to the person of God, where it's the Christian who's looked at as the mindless, ignorant person who just accepts that God is good and right, but they don't really know the whole story, that evil actually comes down from above. You know, what the screenwriters and the producers and the directors really bring out there is that subtle philosophical argument against the good nature of God that has been in existence from the beginning, from the lie of Satan.
And there's another aspect to that too, where Lex feels like he can control Superman, that he has this idea that he can bend God, Superman, to his own personal will. And boy, that's a major theme in our society too, isn't it? That we form God in our own image, and then we think that we can control God or manipulate God into doing what we want God to do. And that's very much a part of Lex's character as well.
Well, that's what we see in the movie, is the ultimate morality in the movie. And again, you know, how much can we read into this? People are going to debate about that. It is still a work of fiction. We recognize that. But part of the morality that is seen in this movie is civil liberty is viewed as the highest morality. And really, that's kind of how the current state of America works in reality right now. People look at their civil liberties as the greatest thing, the thing that directs every thought, action, and word that they do. But at the same time, it's kind of non-creative in a way too, because you're right. While we're doing this, and while the movie does this, the humans project themselves onto the superheroes. And you see the same thing with those who reject God and with those who would argue that their own choices and their own decisions and their own civil liberties are the greatest morality. They still represent God in a way, because they are his creation. And so humans want to resist God, just as the characters like Lex Luthor want to resist Superman and Batman, but it really lacks creativity, because we cannot go outside of the bounds of who God created us to be. We're always going to reflect him in some way, whether we believe him or reject him. Obviously, Christians will reflect God more because they have the Holy Spirit producing fruits. But at the same time, we like to think in our minds that, you know, by nature, we're somehow so much different than God, and we can be, you know, so different than him. But really, we can't. We can only be what he, within the limits of what he created us to be. And I think you see that come out in the movie as well. But there's that struggle that you see with religion and skepticism, where you have the argument between faith and knowledge. You see that come out in the movie too, where the followers of Superman and Batman, the supporters, act by faith, but the people who are like Lex Luthor are somehow enlightened by their superior knowledge. You see that inner struggle as well. And it's kind of interesting, because the movie, I think, represents that knowledge in the kryptonite. We know kryptonite as the substance that makes Superman weak. And it seems like in the movie that kryptonite is symbolic for man's reason and man's knowledge. It's the tool that humans have against the supernatural Superman creatures from the planet Krypton, the people that have the great power. It's what the humans, who seem so helpless, it's what they can wield. And I think there's an element there where people who reject God believe that it's their personal knowledge, it's their wisdom that helps them combat what God says in his word.
And even to a greater degree, defeat
exactly
God,
yeah,
and his word.
In the movie, Batman makes the spear out of kryptonite, and it eventually kills Superman. I think there's a metaphorical theme there of that kryptonite being man's reason, man's knowledge, as superior to faith in these supernatural beings. It was also the kryptonite which resurrected and created the doomsday villain in the movie. I don't know. I really can't explain it too much without taking up too much time. But basically, the ultimate villain who kind of represents true evil, probably Satan, who battles with Superman and Batman, he was brought to life by this kryptonite as well, by this metaphorical knowledge that Lex Luthor wielded.
Well, and Lex even says that in the movie too. In one of the lines, he says, "If man can't kill God, the devil will do it." And so, his plan is that if he can't use Batman to eliminate Superman, then he's going to create this greater out of the devil's, like you mentioned, that painting hanging on the wall. He's going to use this creature in order to destroy Superman. And in the end, it's that super villain that actually joins together not only Batman and Superman to join hands and kind of work together, but also Wonder Woman makes an appearance in here as well in order to fight off and to destroy evil. So how does that all come out?
Well, at the end of the movie, they eventually destroy this doomsday creature after a lot of havoc and destruction within the cities of Metropolis and Gotham, which I didn't realize were right across the bay from one another. But at the end, the way that they kill the creature is by that kryptonite spear, but it also pierces Superman and defeats him as well. And so again, there you have that messianic symbology of that in order to defeat evil, that supernatural figure, God himself, if you will, had to die himself. You have really there a picture of the crucifixion. But even then, that's not the end. You have perhaps the greatest of the messianic symbols in the movie at the very end, when, as they're burying Superman and they're about to put the dirt on his coffin, the ground starts to quake, the dirt rises, and then that's the end of the movie, obviously implying there that Superman is not done, but will resurrect.
So it's interesting that within the Superman story in particular, you get these very, very close parallels to the biblical account and depiction of Christ, his death, his resurrection, his defeat of evil, of death. And yet, in this movie, there's so much else that corrupts that picture. It draws on it, but it ruins it with all of this other human reason, the aspect of man defeating or changing God to his own will, his desires, and so there's so much that undermines the truth of the biblical account in this and other movies like it.
And I think that's why we chose it as one of our reviews. You know, we were talking to Neil, the Pastor Neil Radical, our other partner in this podcast, and we told them that this is the movie that we had chosen, and he kind of looked at us puzzled, didn't he? Like, well, why would you start with that movie of all movies? And I think that's why we chose this, is because we want our listeners to understand the subtle religious elements within these themes and where they come from too. We talked about how the directors of this movie chose Good Friday as the date to release it, and how, yes, there are some biblical themes within this movie that we might find commendable, but the overall plot reeks of man's self-reliance, of work righteousness, and of denial ultimately of God's power and authority. That's really the overarching emphasis of the movie. I'm not saying it was produced, written, directed for religious means. But I think we would do well as Christians to exercise a healthy amount of godly wisdom as we use these forms of entertainment and recognize some of the subtle spiritual messages that are contained within that can indeed have an impact on what we believe and how we practice our faith. We shouldn't kid ourselves that, oh, we see these things, but it's just fiction. It won't mean anything. These things can have an impact when we continually bring that kind of knowledge into our hearts and minds.
One of the other things that we had talked about just a little bit before we started this also is how to approach the movie as far as encouraging or discouraging people from watching movies. We certainly don't want to do these reviews and give people the impression that we're putting our stamp of approval on it or our lack of approval, and we're saying either that you should or you should not watch it. But what are your thoughts? Is the movie worth seeing if somebody hasn't seen the movie yet?
Whether or not it's worth seeing, I leave up to the individual, but I do think that, A, you have to be careful about some of the more adult elements of the theme. There's a lot of violence. There are some sexual themes here and there. There's certainly some language as well. There's going to be unchristian elements like that. We haven't really talked about those aspects of it. We recognize it's a fictional movie. We recognize it's not done by a church or anything like that. So there's going to be those things in the movie. So first of all, if you're going to watch it, make sure you have the appropriate audience there. It's not a movie for kids. I know kids like Batman, they like Superman, but it's not the type of movie that a younger kid should really be watching, and perhaps not even a teenager. You should be careful about that too. So recognize that. But even as an adult, if you choose to watch the movie, just be careful about some of those subtle messages that can have an impact on your relationship with God.
And I suppose the same is also true, that not only is it these religious themes that we've talked about throughout the movie that can have an impact on us, but also some of those other aspects that you were talking about, whether it be the issues of sex, of violence, of language, those issues too can desensitize the Christian into thinking, you know, these things are okay. We don't want to get into that either, as far as recognizing it's not just religious elements that desensitize us. It can be any of these aspects that we want to be cautious about, and understanding that they're there. It could be an opportunity for us to talk to others about what is good, what is bad, but to be careful about those things as well.
Yeah, God says in His Word, 1 Corinthians 15, evil company corrupts good habits. So that certainly can apply with the media that we bring into our lives as well.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Mark. This was an important, I think, theme to bring out. It was a good example of what is out there in Hollywood as far as some of the underlying themes that a lot of the producers and directors are bringing out. A lot of times this is looked at as having some Christian ideas or themes in it, but really not from a positive perspective, not emphasizing the biblical truths, but undermining those biblical truths. So thank you for your time today in going through and reviewing this movie with us and for our listeners. We'd encourage our listeners to consider taking a look at our website, burdenandblessing.org, checking out our podcast, subscribing to that, sharing it with others who might be interested in either participating by listening or reading the articles that we have. We appreciate your support. If you have any thoughts, questions that you'd like to share with us, please do so. You can email us at burdenandblessing@gmail.com. So we'd like to take a look at what you have to say and possibly answer any questions that you might have. May the Lord in His rich grace continue to be with you and bless you throughout the days to come. Thanks for being with us.
We invite you to join us every week for another episode of Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we will continue to proclaim Jesus Christ as the one and only Savior for sinners. Until next week, take comfort in the fact that God is your rock and ever-present help in trouble.